goodness. This is a strange beast. I have a question for
I have
you.
an
When someone comes to you literally in tears for in needing like advice, and let's say they totally fucked up their recording, what do you and you have other obligations, what do you say to this person who's literally crying in front of you?
answer. I would say I know we can get this fixed. We can, help you through this. Right now, I have somewhere to be on a time scale, but as soon as I'm done at X time, let's get together and figure this out.
I mean, that seems like a good way to set expectations, but I guess you have made me more human because oh God, as soon as I opened that GarageBand file, I'm like, oh, y'all are fucked. Y'all are fucked so hard.
Oh
But
no.
maybe I can go into the source code of this PC to get the Skype recording of the
Oh
oh boy.
dear.
How are you, Kathy Campbell?
Oh man, it's a busy, busy, busy week. Yeah, I'm
Is
here.
it a good busy or a bad busy? I'm having a bad busy week. Sounds like you're also having
Yeah.
a bad busy.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. Like there's some good busy sprinkled in. But then some bad busy too on top of like prepping for Disney, like as an added fun thing and oh, grocery shopping and laundry at some point and 'cause people need clean clothes, I guess.
I mean, you need clean underwear,
Yeah,
but
that's about it.
have you been affected by the Disney like travel website down the our friend of the show and founder of Cox's Cucks, Kara Fagan, is planning a Disney trip, and I guess the website for booking hotels is down.
Oh, we've had our hotels booked for like 6 months.
Yeah, because you're a smart person.
Yes. But
My
also
God.
because we are staying at the military hotel. The one that they only allow like active and veterans to stay at. And so we had to put that in a while ago.
I didn't know that still existed.
Yeah, it's called Shades of Green and it's very exciting.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Thank you
Yeah.
for your service. But like, really, that's very cool.
Yeah. That's how
I
we
mean,
convinced my brother to go. Or was like, "Hey, will you come and let us use this?" Yeah.
I'm on USAA car insurance, and it just feels because I've had a number of family members on my dad's side who served in like World War II and Vietnam, but the other side was too busy like dying in concentration camps during World War II. But I still feel like I'm stealing valor every time I'm like, wow, this car insurance bill isn't too bad. Oh, not bad at all. And then I'm like, oh, okay. Well, my grandpa didn't die in the war, but my great-great grandpa did.
I feel like the deaths in the concentration camps may like allow valor for multiple generations.
That's true. That's true. Great day.
So
What
great. Oh my gosh. So
else
great.
do you have going on other than your Disney trip, which is happening soon? Oh my
Yeah,
gosh.
I'm super excited. I have hopefully we'll be launching my book-ish at some point in the future.
What? Okay, start from the
Yeah.
what?
So it's more of like it's not necessarily a book. I call it a book 'cause it's easier to explain to people, but like it's more of a handout, a guide for solopreneurs and people that maybe need a little bit of extra help on how to hire help, like how to be the best person that you can be with underlings and that sort of thing. And so it's like 13 actionable steps in Instagram format that's quick and easy to read.
That is indeed a book. That's more of a book than half of the books at Urban Outfitters that are just Tumblr on real paper.
Like, no, that's true. That's true. But like it's 15 pages with, oh no, 16 if you count the cover, like with the intro and the conclusion. Like, so it's not.
I still stand by what I said.
All right, I'll go with you. We'll go with that. So yeah, eventually that will be published. I've been talking about it for about a year and had it somewhat written since like February.
Where have I been? That's,
we talked about it a little bit when I came out for release notes. Remember when we were sitting at the table and you convinced Ben to like make Obscura 2?
A million. We are responsible for those million downloads.
I know. I would like to. Yes, I am waiting for my check. Hopefully it'll arrive soon.
Hey, Ben, you know how you've been featured on the App Store and you were on Apple.com on the day for iPhone pre-orders? Just saying.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you're a multimillionaire. So, you know.
Right. Because that's how that works with like product things. And mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Apps. Yep. It's a very lucrative business.
So is this going to be, and I vaguely remember talking about this. Did I make the same joke? I hopefully didn't. Is it just going to be like an ebook situation?
Yeah.
It's, or are you going to have e-book, like special editions? You should make like, oh man, what about like a fancy zine?
I mean, I could, I don't know what that entails, like just printable one, like
I guess, but it sounds fancier if you're like, yeah, this is the bespoke this is the P book of the P book of my, it makes it more exclusive.
Yeah, I will put a limited run option of $200 for hand printed on my little Epson printer and signed.
Like, you joke, but god, so many people would fucking jump at that. Like,
yeah, no,
well actually that brings me to the question, is are you just selling it on your own, or
I'm just gonna do it on my website. It's gonna be just very simple, basic, easy, automatic download system in place, so you send me money and the book gets sent to you automatically.
And when can people give money? I want a pretty book. I might save you know, like $100 and print it out myself, but still.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to launch it quietly before I leave for Disney, so look, maybe in the next week.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
I'll like promote it after.
I'm literally fanning myself like it's a southern, like Blanche from the Golden Girls at church or something.
Are you clutching
like,
your pearls?
Oh. What if I was a Golden Girl, who would I be?
Oh, you would totally be Blanche.
Interesting. Interesting.
But no, I state that strictly from the fact that I have not seen the show in years. So it's kind of like my judgment of Matthew Casanelli as a robot and then changed over to a unicorn. I feel like I need to do more research before I am able to define Golden Girls.
What do you think of when you think of Blanche?
Just what you just said, clutching your pearls type of a fanning. Oh. That's it. Like, I pretty much know it from GIF form. Like, that's...
Oh, okay.
So, like, confession, I don't even know if I could, like, tell you which one is Blanche. Or
okay.
Even the names of the other Golden Girls. So, really, I just went with the one name that you had already mentioned.
Oh my god, this
cuz I can't remember what the others are called.
Oh boy. I mean, recording this podcast already is like the highlight of my Tuesdays, but now I... Do you... Oh, boy. All right. Oh, well, now that I'm fanning myself even more. I think, and I mean this in the best... I mean this in the best possible way. You are like a hard and fast rose, but in the way that you're also a hard and fast Hufflepuff, meaning like that's who you like aspire to be, but you're also incredibly smart and courageous and like all of these other things. But does that make sense? Rose is sort of the Hufflepuff of the Golden Girls.
Okay, see, that's what I was gonna ask. I will go and accede to your decision.
Yeah, and the thing is, Blanche is a total slut and owns it, which is awesome. Like, Golden Girls was one of the most, like, sex and queer positive shows of the 80s, which is insane. But it is. I think I'm very firmly a Dorothy, and most people would probably agree with that because she's also a tall bitch.
Is she the super tall one?
She is the super tall one.
Okay.
And who is just generally somewhat robotic and just says the same things all the time.
I'm with that. I'm down with that.
Oh boy, what a day. Are you excited? You didn't order a new phone, did you?
No, I did not order a new phone or a new watch. And it feels very odd.
Oh,
because
really?
I've pre-ordered a phone since 2011.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
wow.
I didn't do it this time.
Hmm. Just lack of excitement or money or a mix of both?
A little bit of both. Like, I'm hoping that there's going to be an October event that has been like slightly rumored, and I'm hoping that it will be iPads. I'm probably gonna get a new iPad Pro. I have the original 9.7, and I have someone that wants to buy it, so I'm like, okay, if I'm replacing it, we'll do that. But just like, I love my 10 still. Like, and there was really nothing on the 10S or the 10S Max that really blew me away and was like, oh my gosh, I need this. Like, although, don't get me wrong, the like aperture adjustment post photo was really, really cool. But I don't see myself really needing that necessarily.
Yeah, I was thinking that you would be a person who would be incredibly excited about this because of the camera capabilities, but you're also a professional photographer, so you have a very nice camera.
Right. So if I'm if I'm in a situation where I'm going to need to adjust aperture, I'm going to be using my big camera. Like, I don't need my phone necessarily. Like, I'm fine with portrait mode occasionally. Like, it's good for some fun things, but for the most part, like, I like the full camera. And if I really want to play around, I will just pull out my Obscura 2 app and really go to town. Can we set up an affiliate link? Come on, Ben, let us know.
Yeah. Well, they just got rid of that, which, man, Apple really.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain what affiliate links for the Apple Store is? Because I did not. Apple Store. Good God. the app stands for Apple. Yeah. The apps. I didn't even know there were App Store affiliate links until they were shut off, and I didn't realize how many of my friends, like a significant portion of their income came from referral links.
Until they started complaining and they're like, hey, why is this not a thing? Yeah, basically it works like any other affiliate link. Like, you send people a link, and if they purchase the app using that link, you get a portion of the profit. Like, some money goes to you. It's like all other affiliate things, which confession, as like any Amazon links in our show notes are always affiliate links because, hey, maybe we can get some monies.
Buy all those porn books so yes. Kathy can get 50 cents for each porn.
Read all the porn. All of the porn.
I would like 5 issues of porn. Oh, God. Yeah. I don't really know how that works.
It's magic is what that is.
I'm actually sort of fascinated by the whole affiliate link thing because people keep telling me I should have one, but it feels, I was like, oh, that feels so capitalist. But I have to accept that I'm a capitalist. Like, sure, yeah. I can be a part of the Democratic Socialist Party, but I still buy a fucking iPhone and I'm still like playing the capitalism game. Like, please, please give me money. I want
money. is an okay thing to want. And I mean, if you're going about it like, oh, don't buy this, use this link type of a thing, like, then yeah, it's annoying. And like,
oh, I've never been annoyed by an affiliate link. In fact, most of them, what I think is really nice is that most people don't know they exist, or rather, like,
kind of an invisible thing.
Yeah, and when it's important, for example, a site like the Wirecutter, like, they're very clear, like, hey, this is how we make money. Guys, seriously, pay attention. This is how we make money. But I don't care that, like, the book I bought on Amazon, some portion goes to the podcast. I heard about it. That's lovely.
Yeah, no, it's more of the anyone that would be aggressive towards you, like, oh, you're not allowed to purchase off of, like, not my affiliate. Let me create an affiliate link for you type of a, like, I'm more of a network marketing aggression type, like, strategy, I don't think would be very positive. And there are people.
Use my Casper code, damn it.
Oh, are you making a Squarespace site? You better use my code or I'm gonna be very mad.
I did genuinely though have a like I had a thought of, oh, I think I can't believe this, I don't have a Squarespace account. And I was think, like, I forget what it was, like, setting up a little this literally sounds like a Squarespace ad. I was gonna set up a holiday website for my family so we can all, you know, see the schedule, bah, bah, bah.
But you couldn't figure out which code to use. I had
analysis paralysis of, like, okay, this show I like more, but this show I know needs the money more. Yes. Like, it was this whole thing, and
I
then
did
I
the
didn't.
Same thing with, like, the Relay and Incomparable membership things. Just do all the great shows because I can't choose.
I agree. And, well, and that's the thing too, is, well, for a while I just had mixed feelings on Relay because I'm like, okay, this show is my favorite, and it is my favorite that doesn't have ads and that is produced by young folks. sorry, Quinn, you're not young. But now I'm like, robos? What do I? So yeah, I am also in all the great shows subscriber to both Relay and, is it just called, like, all the shows on the Incomparable?
I think it's just called all the shows.
Yeah, whatever gets me a robot shirt.
Yes, which is greatly appreciated from people that for some reason are members on Friends in Your Ears, Ancestor Cast, both. Like, that makes me so happy.
Were you disappointed by the Emmys? Spoiler horn for the Emmys.
I was very sad, but I like, Claire Foy did great, but man, Tatiana Maslany, like, it's, she's so incredible.
She is remarkable.
And like, we talk about it on Sestercast pretty much every episode, that we're just like, I cannot believe this is the same actress playing these people.
Mm-hmm. It, like, there was a, because that was the first thing I saw her in, and there was a moment before, I don't want to give away the conceit of Orphan Black, but there was like a moment where there, I was just like, oh, are they like, yes, are they twins? Like, on this, like, But then when you realize, oh my God, and they're all convinced, no spoilers. I am not past like season three, season three. But man, what, God, those Canadians, they can, they can whip out some great stuff.
They're pretty incredible.
Have you watched Wynonna Earp at all?
I started to, but it is a show that I want to pay attention to, which has made it difficult to put in my viewing. Right now, I'm rewatching The Office instead as my second screenness, and I literally started crying watching the Niagara, like the wedding special.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm sitting here, I'm working on a website, and tears are just streaming down my face. And I'm like, but what's wrong with me? Yeah.
Our friends Tiff and Micah do a show called it's called Somehow I Manage, right?
Yes, it is.
And I actually stopped listening and stopped, or I still listen and like binge it, but man, The Office does not hold up.
No.
I was like, why does this make me more uncomfortable than like the blatant homophobia and sexism of a show like Friends? And I'm like, oh, it's because I can remember having like agency when this show was on.
Right.
And I probably laughed at those jokes. Like, I was probably like, haha, assaulting women.
Right. And like, Jim is such a problematic character.
Oh,
like,
my
he's
gosh.
He's such an a-hole.
He's so bad. It hurts too because it's so good. And I'm sorry that I'm shitting all over The Office.
No.
Hey, you know what show's making me happy? Yeah, I fucking hate it.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard because like I feel the same way.
Also, don't at me. I do genuinely like The Office. I just please, no one at me.
You can like it and still think it's problematic.
Exactly. Criticize the media you love. It's the most important thing that makes the world go round. Well, art go round, but.
Yeah. But like, yes, you can have both. You can like something and enjoy watching it and think that it could do better.
The thing that I actually find really impressive, I thought rewatching it that the thing that would upset me the most was Michael Scott's behavior, which, I mean, in the first season, they're basically doing in my opinion, they're basically doing the British show, and they're just making him excessively mean. And honestly, Steve Carell is like so lovable that it doesn't really work for
me.
That's
true.
And then he just becomes more of an idiot, but also way more both empathetic to the audience. And he's one of the few characters on television that I have watched and been like, oh, he's gaining emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Like, Oh, and Holly. Oh. Holly.
Mm. Yeah.
Niagara Falls. I can't think. Oh, the tie. Oh.
Oh.
I will say, if people have never seen The Office, fuck it, go watch The Office. If you like Parks and Rec, like,
yeah,
it's the darker, sadder.
Yes, but unlike Parks and Rec, which you have to get through like season three, like The Office hits its stride in like season two, so that kind of helps.
Fair.
Because yeah, it took me a couple times to get into Parks and Rec. I won't lie.
I agree. I still do not watch the first season. I think it is so
yeah,
bad.
You can't.
It's kind of the same way with The Office. I actually do really like their first season because it's just so bonkers. And also it was free. The first episode was free on iTunes when they first announced TV shows. But like, they made Leslie Knope into like a dumb bimbo of like all these competent people. And it's like, oh, she cares for some reason. And then it was like, as the seasons went on, you're like, oh, wait, no, Leslie Knope is a fucking badass.
Yeah, and she that, is. Gosh, I love her.
You, I mean, you are Leslie Knope. That's why. Aww. You're Leslie Knope with an ebook. She just makes
totally prep books. Take that. Have you watched Making It?
No, I need to.
Oh my god, it's so great. It's so great. It's so British. Like, it's Great British Bake Off crafting style. Like, it's lovely. It's so lovely.
Yeah. I'm just gonna put it in my.
Yeah, it's
in, wait, where is this? It's on available. Hulu. Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, my favorite thing about Hulu is something that Merlin Mann said, in that the UI is kind of like a video game that you never quite win, but you have to play it.
That's so true. Like, you just never quite can beat the boss, but you're still gonna play.
My culture, all right, I'll do this. You win, green people. Oh man, when they changed to this is intended for mature audiences from the following is intended only for mature audiences. Your discretion is advised. I was very upset because mature is just fun.
It's a very fun word.
I think we are done. Yes. Right? Sorry for my manic. What's the noise you made?
See, I can roll my tongue, but I can't roll my lips. Like, and I can only roll my tongue in very, like, specific instances.
Like, wait, what is rolling?
Like, if you're speaking Spanish and you're rolling your R's, like, I can't do that, but I can vibrate it.
Oh, what a day.
And I think that's it.